We're holding Rambam Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Bet, Ezui Tshuva Gmura. What is considered a complete Tshuva? This is Sheba Liyado Davar Shavarbo, that a person encounters an instance, a situation where he is faced with the ability to transgress on something that he has transgressed in the past. Ve'efshal biyado lasuto, and he has the physical ability to transgress. Upiresh, and he broke off. Ve'lo asa, and he did not do that action mipnei tshuva, because he had repented. Lo miyirah, not because he's suddenly scared. Ve'lo mikishalon koach, nor because he now is weaker. He is, his strength is gone. Ketzad, how so? Harei sheba lisha ba'avera. Let's say a person had a relationship with a woman that the Torah forbids. Ve'la'achal zman nitiched imah, and after a time he found himself alone with her again. Ve'hu omed ba'avato ba, and he has the same affection for her as he had in the past. Uve'koach gufo, he has the same physical prowess he had before. Uve'mdina sha'avar ba, and he's in the same country, the same place where he transgressed in the past. So the setting is set that he can do the same thing he did before, and the same potential, the same urges, everything is there as it was before. Upiresh, and he decided, he distanced himself. Ve'lo avar, and he did not transgress. Zeu bal tshuva gmura. This is a person who has acquired a complete tshuva. Hu sheshlomo amar. That's what King Solomon said in his wisdom. Uzchoret boreecha bimei bechurotecha. Remember your Creator during your youth. What's King Solomon saying? He's saying, don't try to be pious when you're an old man and you don't have the strength or the ability to do all the sins you did when you were young. You have to repent when you're still young and you still have the potential to sin. That's when you have to repent. Of course, you didn't repent then, so repent when you're older. But the ideal repentance is when a person's still young.
It's like Busta on the buses. They have those signs.
I didn't follow.
Right. It says before the elderly you should get up, right?
Ah, yeah.
But it's a play on words. That's what they do in the bus. It's from
the
bus.
It's a play on words.
Before you get old, you should do shul, right? But yeah, but they say before the elderly you should stand up.
Yeah. Ve'im lo shav ela bimei ziknuto, and if he didn't repent until he got to be old, uve'et she'iv shalo lasot ma she'ya oseh, and at a time where he could no longer do what he had done previously, af al pi she'ena tshuva me'ula, even though it is not an elevated form of tshuva, mo'elet ilo, nonetheless it is useful to him, uval tshuvaihu, and he is considered one who has mastered tshuva, or has taken ownership of tshuva. Afilu avar kol yamav, even if he spent his whole days sinning, all of his life he's been sinning. He never kept Shabbos, never ate kosher. His whole life he spent sinning. Ve'asat tshuva biyom mitato, and then the day came, he's lying on his deathbed, and he repents, a true repentance. Umet b'tshuvato, and he passes away in that state of tshuva. Kol avonotav nimchalin, all his sins can be forgiven. Shneimar, as the verse states, Ada shalot echshach haShemesh va'ov va'erach va'kochavim v'shavu avim achar geshem shehu yom amita. Michlal, from here we derive she'im zachar bo'o, that if a person remembered his Creator v'shav kodem she'amut, and he returned before passing on, nislach lo, he is forgiven. So this is a very important concept. Two things the Rambam is telling us. One, that a complete tshuva is where one has lived up to the test, where one was in the same position with the same potential and he did not transgress, and the only thing constraining him from transgressing again was the fact that he did tshuva, and that's a powerful tshuva. And I feel that God puts us in those situations. Nechama Leibowitz shows in Tanakh that when a person has a strength, then Hashem retests that strength. Whenever a person stands up to a test, we find in Tanakh time and again that Hashem puts him in a situation where that strength is tested again and again and again. It's as though it's never ending. A person feels like, wait a second, I stood up to that test. I showed I could do this. And Hashem gives the person the ability to strengthen that trait, that strength of his, the person can empower it by standing up to the test again, and the test gets harder and harder. So Avram, it's not enough that he shows that he's faithful to Hashem and he leaves his father's family. His father has to insist and root, I want to stay here. And Avram has to leave his father alone, right? Initially, Avram left Ur Kasdim. He left the place where he was born, and his father came along. And then finally, they hit a place where they encamped. And his father said, I want to stay here. And now Avram had to live up to that test again. He had to say, no, but I have to continue. God told me to go. And he had to leave his father in a land and leave alone. And then he reaches that land and he has to travel down to Mitzrayim. There's a famine. And time and again, Avram is faced with a test until finally he has the Akedah. We find that many times that Hashem gives a test. We live up to it, so Hashem gives it to us again. And I think that in Tshuva, it's the same thing. When Yonah is told to go prophesy to the city of Nineveh, so Yonah runs away. Yonah says, I'm not going to Nineveh. He runs out to sea, he's swallowed up by a whale. And finally, the female whale spits him out. So he thinks she'd spit him out into Nineveh. Right? What was God telling him? Go prophesy. Finally, he gives up. He's been sitting in the intestines of a female whale in her gastric juices. His body is covered with boils from all the acid he's been in. He comes out, he's half a human. He's suffering terribly from all the afflictions of being digested by a female whale. And now he's spit out onto the dry land. What do we find? How does the prophet continue? God tells him, go to Nineveh and prophesy. So I think that this is a fulfillment of this halacha, that God was giving him the ability to do complete repentance, a complete tshuva. God didn't have the female whale spit him out into Nineveh. No. He was spit out onto a dry land. And then he got a prophecy again. Go to Nineveh and prophesy. So he had to pack his bags and go to Nineveh. And he was given the ability to live up to the test and do a complete tshuva. So that was the first point the Rambam taught us. And the last point the Rambam taught us is a point that's difficult to understand. But God says it so. And that is that a person can attain a complete repentance for his whole life on the day he dies. At any point in time, a person can do a complete tshuva. And I wouldn't wait. You never know when you're going to die. But and we have to remember that a complete tshuva isn't so easy to attain.
Didn't you tell us about a man like prostitutes?
Right.
And then he went in between the two mountains and then cried out.
So I think that shows us how difficult it is to attain this level. I think that...
We shouldn't like prostitutes.
That Shlomo Amel said but I think that this level is easier said than done. Most of us have a difficult time attaining the first part of tshuva, and that is to regret what we did in the past. We might be able to attain a level where we want to do better in the future, but to look back and really say I regret that, that's not so easy. So now the Rambam begins enumerating, so how do we do this tshuva? And the Rambam begins, Umawa tshuva, what is tshuva? Hu sheyazov achoteh chetoh. That's firstly, stop sinning. Stop doing what's wrong. I once had someone who used to, a good friend of mine, but every time he'd say, I'm sorry. So at some point I told him, you're saying you're sorry while you're doing it. How could you say you're sorry? You're saying I'm sorry and you're doing the same thing over again. As you're doing it, you're saying you're sorry. So what did he answer me? He said, I'm sorry. really, that's the conversation. What? So the first level of tshuva, the Rambam says, is to leave the sin, to change our ways. V'yasiro mimachshavto, and a person should remove it from his thoughts. And so we've discussed that the Torah keeps teaching us that part of a major part of defining who we are is where our thoughts are. When one of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not covet, that's because if you think about your friend's car, so if you're thinking about his items, you're going to end up wanting to take possession of them. So the first step in prevention is to remove it from one's thoughts. B'gmo b'ribo shelo yaseh od, and a person has to decide, I will not do it anymore. Shneimah yazov rashat darko, as the verse states, we read it on Tisha B'Av, we read it in every fast, that the wicked are supposed to leave their ways. Now, until now, everything we've seen, I think, is relatively easy. No one's saying it's easy to change one's ways, but I think it's easier for a person to stop doing something and stop thinking about doing something and decide he won't do something. And then the Rambam continues with v'chein. You remember what we say the word v'chein means? Lo zu af zu. Not only should one stop the sin, the action, and not only should one stop thinking about it, not only does one have to decide that he will never again do it, but he should even yitnachem al shava. He should even regret the past. And I think that this is an ordering. This is the order it has to go. You can't regret the past without stopping. First step has to be a stop. And the second step is to stop thinking about doing it. And the third step is to decide, I'm never again going to do that. And only then can a person start regretting that he did it. There was once a woman who used to come to the priest every Sunday and confess and start telling him about all her sins. So after he hears her confession, so she pays him and says, you're forgiven. Next Sunday, the same thing. Next Sunday, the same thing. Finally, at some point, he tells her, lady, you came already a few times, and I told you it's forgiven. Why do you keep coming and telling me everything again? So she says, every time I tell it over, I enjoy it again. There's an aspect where a person can stop, but that doesn't mean that he regrets what he did. It was fun. I realize it's not the right thing. I won't do it again. But am I on a level that I regret what I did? That's a totally different level.
The difference is to see that it's wrong.
Think about it this way. A guy stole $10 million and he's living off those $10 million. He's living a good life now. You talk to him, he might say, I'm never going to steal. But does he regret that he stole the $10 million? He's still gaining of those $10 million. I'm never going to steal. And I decided, I removed from my thought the ability, no way will I ever steal again. I could tell you never had $10 million. Ohev kesef lo yisbak kesef. Shlomo HaMelech said. So a person can, that's a fine level, that a person leaves his sin. He says, I'm never going to steal. And the person says, he decides that he's gonna stop thinking about stealing. And a person decides that he takes on for himself, he's never gonna do it. But to regret that he did it, that's a totally different level. Shneimar, as the verse says, Ki achorei shuvi nichamti. After I returned from my actions, I regretted them. And I think this is the ordering in which it has to go. Ve'yaid alav yodea talumot, and the one who knows the hidden thoughts, God will testify about such a person, shlo yeshuv lezeh et lolam, that he will never again go back to this sin. Shneimar, the verse states, ve'lo nomar od elokeinu l'maaseh yadeinu, ve'tzarich lehitvadot b'sfatav ve'lomar inyanot elu shegemar b'libo. A person has to verbalize his confession to God. Doesn't mean someone else, but to God. And he has to say these decisions verbally. A person has to say, I decided that I will never again do A, B, and C, whatever it is he's decided. And this is where we're going to pick up tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, the ordering of tshuva. So what we saw here is the Rambam's ordering, that azivat achet, leaving the actions that are sinful, removing it from the thought, taking on a decision that he'll never again do it. And then the next level, the fourth thing the Rambam taught us, is to regret the past. And once a person attains that, then God can attest to the fact that this guy really is never going to again do this sin. And the Rambam ended by saying that all of this has to be verbalized between man and God. Man has to actually say, he has to confess and say that he has taken upon himself, he's never again going to do it. So we did today Perek Bez, Halacha Aleph and Halacha Bez, Hilchot Tshuva.